This is Years Since It's Been Clear, written by Bittercape and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Phil Coulson / Jim Gordon. Tagged: dimension travel, getting together, first dates, POV multiple, and treat. He looks very normal and somehow still doesn't fit, Jim thinks, looking at the stranger. He looks bland, mild, and non-threatening at first glance. Jim is wary of that sort of thing. If you can't see a person's edges, they might turn up anywhere. He also looks a bit off, somehow, like the light hits him different than everything around him, or his colors are a smidgen less saturated, more contrasted. But it's the apparent harmlessness that gets him. Nobody gets to that age in Gotham without the scars to show for it. So he's not local, but he moves with a calm self-assuredness that nobody sane would, where they are. Interdimensional fuckery, Red Hood says, having appeared out of nowhere at his shoulder. Jim draws on all his years of experience with the bats and does not flinch, but it's a close call. What? Jim says, because he's gonna need a little more than that. Interdimensional fuckery, Red Hood repeats. He's from somewhere else. He's got that vibe. Mm-hmm, Jim says, and offers Hood a cigarette. He takes off his muzzle and accepts, leans close while Jim lights for them both. Gonna need more than that, kiddo. Hood laughs. Don't got much more, but you can see it as well as I can. Could ask John to stop by if you like. Or you can ask the bat to take him in. Nope, not doing either of those, Jim says, shuddering. He remembers the last time Constantine was in town and would rather wait as long as possible to repeat the experience. Hood snickers. He's interesting, Hood says. Jim nods. As they watch, the man adjusts his posture slightly, tunes in another degree to his surroundings. The shoulder holster is suddenly visible. His bland smile turns a little sharper, his steps gain a little more swagger. He's good, Jim says. Another block, and he might not have spotted him. Gonna invite him to coffee? Hood asks, and Jim swats at him. Hood moves out of reach, of course. But why not? It's not like Jim has anything to lose. I will if you shoo, he says, and Hood laughs, puts his muzzle back on, and takes a running leap off the building. Show off, Jim mutters fondly. He takes the stairs down. It doesn't take Phil long to figure out he's somewhere new. Everything is a little sharper here, the colors a little brighter, and the shadows a little deeper. It's more dangerous, to be sure. He can feel the eyes on him, so people are noticing him is different, too. No matter, he's been in unfamiliar places before, and while he thinks this is something more than just an unfamiliar city, the same approach works just as well. He watches the people passing by. They're taking up more space than he's used to, or rather, the circumference of their personal space seems almost spiky. This is a harsher place, maybe. More dangerous. But he's never minded a bit of danger. He adjusts his shoulders, straightens his back. Not much, but enough to seem less like he's spending his days bent over a keyboard and more like he's used to a gun in his hand. Both are true, in their way. He opens a button on his jacket, enough that an experienced eye should be able to spot his holster. He watches a man walk calmly across the street and adds a little more roll to his gait in imitation. It works pretty well. In half a block, he's catching less attention, and he's sure he'll fit right in by evening. He doesn't get the time to find out, because a man steps out of an alley right in front of him. He's got glasses, a graying mustache, and a well-worn trench coat. He looks like he's been built from the brick and the grit and the gravel of this city. He looks like he's grown right out of the ground. And that man is not fooled at all. Welcome to Gotham, Jim says, and the newcomer raises a single eyebrow. Phil Coulson, at your service, he says. If that's a fake name, it's close enough to real that Jim can't find a trace of a lie. He can't find a trace of a lie in his posture either, in spite of the change, and the fact that he seemed just as natural before. Jim Gordon, Jim says, and holds out his hand. Phil Coulson's handshake is firm, but not hard, and his hand is warm and dry with a familiar set of gun calluses. He can feel the corner of his mouth itching to mirror the smile, but he contains himself. Can I offer you a coffee? There's a diner around the corner that's decent. The calculation of risk behind Phil Coulson's eyes is clear, at least to Jim, and at least this close. Either he concludes that Jim is not dangerous, wrong, or that the risk is low, correct, or he just really wants coffee. Throw in a donut and I'm in, Phil Coulson says, seemingly completely at ease. He's not, but he makes a damn good impression of it. Phil Coulson drinks the coffee like a man with a serious caffeine withdrawal headache and inhales the donut like he hasn't seen food in a week. Jim makes an executive decision and orders 2 servings of pancakes as well, since that's the most edible alternative in this place. The coffee is good, the food, not so much. After the pancakes are gone, Jim is not much wiser about where Phil came from, but he is much more charmed than he dreamed possible. He glances out the window and up to the roof across the street. Red Hood is sitting on the edge with a travel mug. Nightwing, Red Robin, Black Bat, and Spoiler are crowding behind him, waving enthusiastically. Jim sighs and returns his attention to what he's pretty sure is turning into a first date. The end.